Just taking some deep breaths into the body now. Coming into this moment, feeling the feeling of your body, that comforting solidity, the embrace of your body. Feel the element of air, the primal element of air. Just like your body and the breath, they do a sort of dance. It is a dance of love. The body opening. The breath and the body are old friends. Feel the breath up in through the sinus cavities. Expanding, cooling the mind. Feeling the breath expanding the lungs, the rib cage. That oxygen goes up into the cranial cavity and it is delivered ultimately to every cell in the body through the rich blood. Feel the element of water. The fluid rhythm of the salt waters in your body. That pulsing rhythm, deep and oceanic. Feel flow in your body right now. Places where salt water is softening right now, where salt water delivers nutrients, inviting muscles to soften. Feel the element of earth in your body. Muscles rich with nutrients like soft loam soil. Bones. Powerful and ancient, like rock. They hold your memory. Like rock in the earth. Feel the element of earth in your wonderful body. Feel the element of fire now. Feel the fire in the spark of the electrical systems of the body, your nervous system, your heart, your neural net. Electrical impulses and light biophotons. Your cells communicate with biophotons. They emit biophotons. Your entire body emits measurable biophotons. It is fire in the body, and it is light. And the fire is also your love, the love that brought you to this planet on this mission. It is your commitment. It is, yes, your excitement and your joy. And now feel that more numinous element. Feel ether, feel spirit. Feel your own field of consciousness, light, frequency, patterns, even sound. If your apparatus is so tuned, you can hear sound. Tune to that, feel that. If you work with guides, feel your guides, feel your higher self, feel the angelic realms and the realms of light around you that support you, feel that. And in doing so, you've expanded now your point of consciousness, your point of awareness to include that now. Now, Master, you have just grounded into your own body. And from there, you have expanded. What are you tuning to? Be aware of what you are tuning to. There is so much going on, for example, in the collective. The collective, our brothers and sisters on their soul paths, and all of us co-creating on this planet. Yes, and yes, and yes. But on one level, there is a tremendous amount of chaos and incoherence and distortion at the level of the collective. Be aware. Be full of care around what you are tuning to now. Because if you are not conscious, then there is a tendency to start to become a vibrational match to that. Yes, it is different. It is one thing if we say, right, I've got an intention. I'm going to work with an energetic, a distortion bundle that is present right now within the collective, let us say, and I'm going to sit with my like-minded brothers and sisters, let us say, in a meditation, or even with myself, And I am going to amplify my own light, and I am going to align with my highest aspects, and I am going to command forth the highest dimensional and vibrational timeline potentials possible. And then I'm going to turn my attention to that distortion pattern. And in that way, you show up as an element or pattern in the field that is going to alchemize. That is different. What is coming up this week is, have a care, Master, have a care for when you are tuning. You're just tuning in to the collective. For example, as I say, there are multiple streams and bandwidths of information, distortion, chaos and incoherence. Some of it very deliberately broadcast, as we have said before. But that matters not right now, who's doing what. What is happening right now in this phase very much of our ascension path is, this is real time mastery training. This is it. We must get good at finding alignment no matter what. This is what it's come to. We've said this before. There's no more wiggle room. We're running out of wiggle room. It's getting tighter and tighter. We're walking a tightrope where before we walked a broader path, let us say, in terms of the alignment, the degree of alignment that is being demanded of us now in order to be one who is going to hold higher frequencies to assist in this upliftment process, this ascension process for the collective. Your body must get good at tuning to you, your soul's vibrational frequency, signature pattern. And nothing else, because we no longer have the luxury of being able to have optimal circumstances, i.e., oh, I'd like to let go of this energy bundle, I'd like this energy bundle, or this pattern in my field, or this person that's holding distortion, or this stream of information, I'd like that to leave, please, so that I can experience myself as being aligned, or clear, or safe, or expanded. Unfortunately, that time is largely gone now. This is it. We have got to get good at finding our alignment with our own higher aspects, the higher realms within which we exist. No matter what. All potentials exist in the quantum field, in the field of pure potential. All potentials exist, all patterns exist. The Master chooses what frequencies to emit, therefore, what frequencies to be a match to. What are you tuning to? And it can be very practical as well. What streams of information are you listening to? What are you taking in? And especially, if you don't, if you're not already on this, be very careful about what you are putting into, what you are patterning your human aspects with just before sleep. Your human aspects, your mind, your logical mind, your beta mind, your emotional body, your physical body for that matter. Are there substances? This is all pieces of information. What are you patterning yourself with and tuning to before sleep? What are you tuning to? Something to think about while the tumult grows and spreads throughout this earthly realm and for the next while in this phase of our ascension path. Something to think about: the idea of grounding into your own body. There is so much going on in the third dimensional bandwidth that affects your physical body, of course, even in the fourth dimensional bandwidth. Perhaps we'll explore what are the difference and what are the characteristics of third dimension versus fourth dimension. But broadly, let us say there is so much going on right now. Be aware of what you are tuning to in that way as well. Perhaps the old way of grounding into third dimensional earth is not perhaps the best thing to do right now. Earth as a consciousness, or perhaps more aptly, a collection of consciousness, of sentience that holds together to experience being home. Third dimensional earth is moving through a lot, purging a lot, transmuting a lot. Tune your body, your organic structure, something higher than third dimensional earth. I have a feeling we're going to end up, we'll talk about this more, because this would be a great exploration. But for now, sink into your body and find the elements, the organic living structures of the earth that hold together to create this wonderful galaxy of consciousness that is your body. Ground into that. And remember that the sun, both physically, very much physically, and also metaphorically, remember that alignment. So if the idea of vertical alignment with your higher dimensional aspects or your seventh dimensional light body, if that's a little out there or it's just too conceptual and you don't have a feeling sense of that, picture the sun. Even better, work with the actual sun. Have you thought about the sun? Have you been in the sun very consciously working with and receiving light codes and communicating with the sun lately? If not, then just take this as a little point of reference. Ah, gee, maybe I'm getting a little too myopic in my perception. Work with the sun. And relative to grounding into your body, picture that sort of classic beam of golden light that comes down from the sun, or perhaps you can see it as rising up from you, from your body, your vertical ascension columns, pathways, going all the way up to the sun, our solar sun. Metaphorically, you will have an instant connection with that, the highest light, the brightest light, that expression of purest source light. And you can actually feel it. It is a very potent image and also physical energetic bundle to work with. Tune to that. Tune to representations of the highest light. Do this, and in doing this, you are not in denial and you are not spiritually bypassing, because let's be honest, probably the majority of the time for most of us, our bodies, our human aspects are immersed in the chaos, the incoherence, the distortion, the upheaval. Ultimately, let us circle back to this. Ultimately, all of this is the momentum of ascension. Let's be really clear about that. We are heading for the ascension of this planet. That is inevitable. That is the mission that we came down for. And I tell you, Master, this is a success mission. There is no other possibility. And I'm not just saying that as a wishful thinking thing. It is already done. The ascension of this planet back into realms of light and higher frequency, out of the realms of duality, polarity, shadow play, basically the hell realms. That is, we are witnessing the end of that. And not just witnessing, but we are helping to bring that forth. That is the mission. That is why you came. I love you so much for that commitment that you made. And the fact that you are sitting right now, wherever you are, and you're listening to these words, and you're joining with me, and I am joining with you. And together, we are anchoring light codes on this planet. I love you so much right now. And I'm so grateful to be doing this work with you. We've got this. That's the end. Okay, I've just jumped to the end, but we need to reiterate that. We've got this. Now, in the time between now and there, be aware of what you are tuning to. Choose like a master. Anchor in yourself and rest in the embrace of this group energetic, and indeed the greater light worker energetic of souls like us on this planet.